Restoring My Soul, Friday the 13th of March. Our communication needs restoration. A key consideration for every couple is their communication. The Lord Himself has promised that to him who orders his conversation aright, I will show the salvation of God. Importantly, a couple's capacity to order their conversation within the fellowship of headship depends upon their deliverance from the principles of the flesh within their relationship and the restoration of their marriage covenant through a remnant of the Spirit from the Father. The beginning point for every couple is to recognize that their communication needs restoration. Their communication will not by default be the conversation of faith that belongs to the fellowship of Yahweh. Of course, the inadequacy of communication in some marriages is obvious on account of a couple's lack of personal engagement with each other. However, the action and frequency of speaking to one another does not indicate the efficacy of their communication. It is the nature and content of their communication that reveals whether or not it is of faith. We note in this regard that many couples rarely speak to one another about their own marriage covenant and their reformation in the light of the Word. They do not devotionally testify to each other, nor are they able to hear from the other. Instead, the focus of their communication is on the pragmatics associated with the household, the cares of this world, and the pursuit of their needs and desires. A common conversation of leadership couples who have not applied themselves to the process of marriage reformation is commentary on the problems and pastoral issues of others, and the threat that they feel from others whom they fear do not accept them. These couples are unwise in these assessments and presumptions. The reference used in today's devotions is Psalm 50, verse 23. For further study, Malachi chapter 3.